Christianity in the world we're living in today, to my mind, doesn't make sense without being involved with ecology. And I think this has been brought home to us when people have been so excited about Pope Francis. But Pope Francis is not just talking about the poor, he's also talking about our poor planet. And I have a little quote here that Pope Francis used in his inaugural talk at his first Mass. And he said, "Let us be protectors of creation, protectors of God's plan inscribed in nature, protectors of one another and of the environment." So I think it's going to be an exciting time for us as Christians. Our big mission is to raise awareness of what's happening in the world. And our group is called the Justice, Peace and Integrity of Creation. We use the programme Be the Change. This was started by a group of North Americans and the Achuar people in the Amazon. Now, the Achuar people, about 15 years ago, grew an awareness that they were in dire danger. And they sent out a call to the world that they needed help. And this group in North America heard this call and went to the Achuar people. And what the Achuar people said to them was, "We don't want you coming here to help us. What we want you to do is to go back home and change the dream of the North." And we all know the dream of the North is having more, better houses, more cars, better holidays, 3 or 4 holidays, whatever. We're amassing. That's the kind of a culture we live in. And they said, change that dream. And then our culture would be safe. So they came back and they set up what they called Be the Change, that program. And it talks about what it's trying to do is to bring forth an environmentally sustainable, spiritually fulfilling and a just human society.
Do you think that it is an issue that the church is really taking on board?
Well, up to this, not in a big way. Not in a big way. But we did have the bishop's pastoral a few years ago that really maybe the parish has just left aside a very good pastoral about all of this. But the eco-congregation group that you probably heard of, the eco-congregation group is different churches coming together and trying to raise awareness about this and work on it in their own parishes. And we in our parish have got an eco-congregation award. We were the first Catholic parish to get it in Ireland. Other churches have got it. And next Saturday we're going down to Ossory, where one of the other churches is getting their award.
And what's involved? What is it that you have to do, or what are the markers that you have to tick in order to get the award of an eco-congregation?
Well, the things that we do in our parish, like we do the fair trade, we then at the first weekend of Advent, we have the alternative Christmas shopping. Now, this means just trying to raise people's awareness that you don't have to be buying expensive gifts. So what we do is we link it in with the missions, because this isn't just about a local thing. This is a worldwide, it's an earth, universal thing. So we get stuff from Madagascar, which is a mission of the Oblis. Other congregations bring us stuff like the Columbans, some of the Poor Clares. We get, materials, we bring them into the church, objects, like cribs and different beautifully handcrafted stuff. And we sell it there at that weekend. And we have somebody talking to the people in the three churches and putting it out in the newsletter saying, this is what it's about. We're helping the missions, but we're also raising awareness that we don't have to be giving real expensive stuff Another thing that we do was to set up a gardening project, so and for people to get involved, in that. We also have what we call the tree project, because out in where some of the oblates are working in Sierra Leone, there's a Father Charles, an old man, and all the trees have been cut down on those islands. So he has started a project in conjunction with the government to replace these trees. So we have cards with the story of this island and the story of the trees, and we put these on sale and people buy them to give to confirmation children, children being baptised, maybe in memory of somebody who has died. And that has been, and again, that's linking us in to the work that we're doing for creation. And it's, but, and it's not just about getting money for the missions. There's something else involved in it, as well.
But is it going to the heart of things, I suppose, because maybe just buying a few trees or a few fair trade items, and I'm not trying to belittle that, but you know, you still have people maybe going on holidays, driving big cars, living in fairly big houses. Are they small things that maybe are sort of distracting from some of the really
big issues.
Fundamental big issues? You know, that change will have to be radical.
Yes.
and far more radical than tweaking a little bit of your shopping.
Yes. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with you. It's a very small step. But it's a beginning, and even to raise an awareness of one person, and the fact that we're working together and interlinked. There's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go with a group. And that's the beauty of groups like this, and the eco-congregations then all together, that eventually, like in the Be the Change programme that I was talking to you about, which is, I think it's a wonderful programme, and one of the parts in it is about how everything that happened, like say the change of apartheid, say having a black president in the States, the Berlin Wall coming down, the north of Ireland, a huge example of what happened, that just doesn't happen overnight. That little groups were working all the time. These things that happen are tipping points, but that there has work been done by small groups the whole way along, and then it just explodes. And I think that's going to happen with, you know, even we weren't expecting a Pope that would speak out the way Pope Francis has done. And you say to yourself, well, people like Sean McDonough and these people that have been working for so long and all of this and talking to the churches, that, you know, it really is coming to a tipping point.